Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
Konnichiwa, my bastards, wenches, and brothers and sisters. This is No Borders, No Race, the official first episode. King Baby Duck here, and welcome, welcome, yokoso. Now, as you might have heard from the sneak preview episode, this is going to be a show that focuses mainly on Japanese music. Specifically, good Japanese music. I'm not the type of person that's going to play something that I know is crap and make you believe that you should go out there and buy it. No, I'm going to actually play you really, really awesome Japanese music and some other artists from other parts of the world. And I'm going to tell you to actually go out and buy them because they're actually worth the cash. Okay? So there are a couple places that you can actually find these artists and albums. One place is Japan Files. There's a link on our website to get some of these artists' albums. If you don't see the link, it's japanfiles.com. Second place I recommend, of course, is iTunes. And then the final place is cdjapan.co.jp. That's where I get a lot of my music. If it's not available on Japan Files, this is where I go and get my music. But if it's not from Japan, if it's an American band or a Canadian band, then you might be able to find them in your local record store or Amazon.com. So, with that, let's get started. We're going to start off the show with a band called Bloodthirsty Butchers. Now, for those that have been watching my YouTube videos, this is the band I used to open and close said videos. I used a couple of songs from their album, Birdie. But today, we are going to open up the show with a song from their most recent album, No Album Mudai. It just came out this past March, and it is awesome. It's just a great album. And like I said, you can find this album on cdjapan.co.jp, and they even have a MySpace page on myspace.com/bloodthirstybutchers, and check that out as well so you can hear a bunch of their other songs. So, from No Album Mudai, this is Bloodthirsty Butchers with Ocean. And that was Bloodthirsty Butchers with Ocean from their album No Album Would Die, available on cdjapan.co.jp. The next band we're going to be playing is an awesome all-girl ska band by the name of Pistol Valve. Now, Pistol Valve have toured America, Europe, and other parts of the world, and we're going to be playing something from their U.S. exclusive album, Tsunamic Girls from Tokyo, available on Japan Files. This is Pull the Trigger.
Yeah.
And that was Pistol Valve with Pull the Trigger from their album Tsunamic Girls from Tokyo, available on Japan Files. Now, the first non-Japanese act we're going to be playing is a band that I got to interview back in December. They are called The Clicks. Now, currently, The Clicks lineup features Brian Viglione, formerly of the Dresden Dolls. And they're just about to start touring America throughout August and September. If you want to go check them out, go to their website at theclicks.com and then click on shows and see if they're going to be playing around where you're living. So from their 2007 album, Snake House, this is The Clicks with Complicated.
Fuck your pain away, it's what you had to do. So far on through, so emotion. Fuck your pain away, your slips on through.
And that was The Clicks with Complicated from their album Snake House, available in stores wherever you can find it. Now the next act we're going to be hearing is a band you might have heard of thanks to the show Death Note. They're called Maximum the Hormone, and a couple years ago they actually toured with the Dropkick Murphys in America. But they didn't come to Boston. God damn you. They haven't really released much lately because one of the band members just had a kid and they just wanted to take a little time off to be with their families. But their most recent single is what I'm about to play. It is called Sume Sume Sume, and you can find this on cdjapan.co.jp.
You're gonna burn!
And that was Maximum the Hormone with Sume 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 from the single of the same name, available on cdjapan.co.jp. The next act I'm going to play are called Bo Peep. And Bo Peep are kind of in between Sissy Mamire and maybe 54 Nude Honeys in the crazy kick-assia category. And what I'm about to play is from their recent album, Vibe, which you can find on Japan Files. The name of the song is called Level 3. And that was Bo Peep with Level 3 from their album Vibe, available at Japan Files. Now the second non-Japanese band I'm about to play are called Fucked Up. And I love being able to say that name without having to worry about the FCC. And trust me when I say that Fucked Up are probably one of the best bands on the planet. And I'm going to be playing something from their 2006 album Hidden World, available in record stores everywhere. This is called Invisible Leader. And that was Fucked Up with Invisible Leader from their album Hidden World, available in record stores everywhere. Now the next act we're going to play are called Anti-Element, a great metal band from Japan. This is from their 2004 album Open Mind, available at Japan Files. This is their title track, Open Mind. We'll be right back.
崎の仏教ダリのサーソンレイ孫が抱いて眠る子供僕らが一丸となる戦闘心の奥に秘めた力 Open your mind 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 Sound of gain Open your mind Open your mind Open your mind Sound of gain Go your way
And that was Anti-Element with the song Open Mind from Open Mind, available at Japan Files. Next up is Monobright, a band that I just love to death. I discovered them while I was out in Japan, and just from that first single, Mikanse Riot, I knew that they were going to be huge, and lo and behold, they did become huge. And the song I'm about to play is from their second album, Monobright 2, which is available on cdjapan.co.jp. This is Odoru no.
Give me
And that was Monobrite with Odoro No from Monobrite 2, available at cdjapan.co.jp. Next up is Eyeshine, fronted by Johnny Youngbosch, better known in the anime world as Vash the Stampede from Trigun, Lelouch from Code Geass, and Renton from Eureka 7. And I gotta tell you, this is one really awesome band. Wait, why do I keep saying awesome? Oh well, maybe it's just an awesome day. This is from their most recent album, My Paper Kingdom. I reviewed it on the website, gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars. They're in the studio now working on their next album, and I hope it just kicks as much ass as My Paper Kingdom. By the way, you can find My Paper Kingdom on iTunes and on their official website at eyeshine.net. From that album is Never Gonna Fake It.
So much doubt, they even laughed at us to take this serious. So they started to look down at us and doubted our faith. But you know, the gold that burns deep in our veins, they said we don't belong. But our fan base proved them wrong. This is our last shot to make this work out. This is all.
And that was Eyeshine with Never Gonna Fake It from their 2009 album, My Paper Kingdom, available on iTunes and their official website, eyeshine.net. Now the next act we're gonna play is called Sawa, and some of you might be familiar with Sawa from her work in the video game, The World Ends With You. And right now she's working on her new band, Sawa's Fool. She sent me a demo of what they've been working on. It sounds great. But right now, we're going to play something from 333. You can find it on cdjapan.co.jp. This is Rat.
Tell on me, you should start by cutting fucking yours.
And that was Sala with Rat from her album 333, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Next up is probably my all-time favorite punk act, Stunts Punks. They just recently released their latest album, The World Is Mine. I gave it a 5-star review on the Boston Bass Brigade website. This is The Young Boy Fights His War, and you can find this album on cdjapan.co.jp.
Let's go. だけど僕が僕であるならそんなことはどうでもいいけどその二つの手で切り裂いた世界の欠片を戦争気取りだ
And that was Stance Punks with The Young Boy Fights His War from the album The World Is Mine, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Next up is Vivian Girls, who have a bit of a connection with Fucked Up because they appeared on their 2008 album, The Chemistry of Common Life, on the song No Epiphany. But we are going to be playing something from Vivian Girls' album, Everything Goes Wrong. It came out in 2009. You can find this in record stores everywhere. This is called The Desert. And that was Vivian Girls with The Desert from the album Everything Goes Wrong, available in stores everywhere. Next up is Tokyo Pencilox with a song from their album Planet Rita, available at Japan Files. This is called Circle. That was Tokyo Pencilox with the song Circle from their album Planet Rita, available at Japan Files. Next up is Japanese rockers Gilgamesh. And they've been getting a little bit of a fan base here in America. I've seen some of their t-shirts at Hot Topic and other stores. But I'm going to play something from their 2007 self-titled album, which is available also on Japan Files. This is called Rockers. And that was Gilgamesh with Rockers from their self-titled album, available on Japanfiles. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Master of Puppets era Metallica. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you might agree with me. Who knows? Up next, we got Spinnerette, fronted by Brody Dale, formerly, well, actually not formerly, because they're coming back together, the Distillers. She's also Mrs. Josh Hame, which really, really kicks ass as well. This is from their 2009 self-titled debut album, and I actually preferred this over the Dead Weather's Whorehound, but some people have disagreed with that. Oh well, what can you do? This is Sex Bomb.
Oh,
And that was Spinnerette with the song Sex Bomb from their self-titled album, available in record stores everywhere. And that about wraps up this first episode of the No Borders, No Race podcast show. Remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, and past and current podcast episodes. Check out our MySpace at myspace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We're on Facebook. Check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Our buddies Geek Aggro at geekaggro.com. And our whole home address of landofesh.com. We also have the Electric Sisterhood magazine. Please buy an issue. It would make everyone here happy. And, you know, I think I should promote them as well. 91.7 WMWM Salem State University Radio. This is where I got my start. I'm not sure if I'm going to be affiliated with them anymore. Depends if we're going to have the mindset to do the radio show version of No Borders, No Race. If so, we'll discontinue the podcast version. If we won't do the radio version, then we'll stick with the podcast version. We're still trying to figure out if we want to do this or not. But the folks over at WMWM Salem are a great bunch of people. They are people from the North Shore area, and they're even students and faculty over at Salem State University. Please go out and support them. If you're not from the North Shore area, you can listen in to WMWM Salem at WMWMonline.com. Please support these hopefully future disc jockeys of America. We're going to end the show with the band The Birthday, fronted by Chiba Yusuke, formerly of the Michelle Gunn Elephant. I think this is probably one of my favorite songs by them. It's from their mini album, Motel Radio 66, which you can find on cdjapan.co.jp. This is Calendar Girl. So until next time, boys and girls, this is your King Baby Duck saying, thank you, my Twilights. Sayonara, baby.
Yeah. Oh,